Fact. Creating an imposter this perfect must have taken a fortune in money, an incredible amount of research, and a volunteer willing to let her features be permanently carved into the likeness of another's. Or perhaps this was a clone, raised and trained for the purpose of simulating Mirax. Or maybe she was a droid, one of those very expensive, very rare human replica droids. Or maybe a shapeshifter. Whichever, the simulation was nearly perfect. Valen hadn't recognized the deception until... Until what? What had tipped him off? He took another bite, not registering the sausage's taste or temperature, and maintained the face-hurting smile as he tried to recall the detail that had alerted him that this wasn't his mother. He couldn't figure it out. It was just an instant realization, too fleeting to remember, too overwhelming to reject. Would Corrin be able to see through the deception? Would Gisella? Surely they had to be able to. But what if they couldn't? Valen would accuse this woman and be thought insane. Were Corrin and Gisella even still at liberty? Still alive? At this moment, the not Mirax's colleagues could be spiriting the two of them away with the true Mirax. Or Corrin and Gisella could be lying bleeding at the bottom of an access shaft, their lives draining away. Valen couldn't think straight. The situation was too overwhelming, the mystery too deep, and the only person here who knew the answers was the one who wore the face of his mother. He stood, sending his chair clattering backward, and fixed the false Mirax with a hard look. Just a moment. He dashed to his room. His lightsaber was still where he'd left it, on the nightstand beside his bed. He snatched it up and gave it a near instantaneous examination. Battery power was still optimal. There was no sign that it had been tampered with. He returned to the dining room with the weapon in his hand. Not Mirax, clearly confused and beginning to look a little alarmed, stood by the stove, staring at him. Valen ignited the lightsaber, its snap hiss of activation startlingly loud, and held the point of the gleaming energy blade against the food on his plate. Hotcakes shriveled and blackened from contact with the weapon's plasma. Valen gave Not Mirax an approving nod. Flesh does the same thing, under the same conditions, you know.
Valen? What's wrong?
You may address me as Jedi Horn. You don't have the right to use my personal name. Valen swung the lightsaber around in a practice form, allowing the blade to come within a few centimeters of the glow rod fixture overhead, the wall, the dining table, and the woman with his mother's face. You probably know from your research that the Jedi don't worry much about amputations. Not Mirax shrank back away from him, both hands on the stove edge behind her.
What?
We know that a severed limb can readily be replaced by a prosthetic that looks identical to the real thing. Prosthetics offer sensation and do everything flesh can. They're ideal substitutes in every way, except for requiring maintenance. So we don't feel too badly when we have to cut the arm or leg off a very bad person. But I assure you, that very bad person remembers the pain forever.
Valen, I'm going to call your father now.
Mirax sidled toward the blue bantha hide carry bag she had left on a side table. Valen positioned the tip of his lightsaber directly beneath her chin. At the distance of half a centimeter, its containing force field kept her from feeling any heat from the blade, but a slight twitch on Valen's part could maim or kill her instantly. She froze. No, you're not. You know what you're going to do instead? Mirax's voice wavered.
What?
You're going to tell me what you've done with my mother! The last several words emerged as a bellow, driven by fear and anger. Valen knew that he looked as angry as he sounded. He could feel blood reddening his face, could even see redness beginning to suffuse everything in his vision.
Boy, put the blade down.
Those were not the woman's words. They came from behind. Valen spun, bringing his blade up into a defensive position. In the doorway stood a man, middle-aged, clean-shaven, his hair graying from brown. He was of below-average height, his eyes a startling green. He wore the brown robes of a Jedi. His hands were on his belt, his own lightsaber still dangling from it. He was Valen's father, Jedi Master Corrin Horn. But he wasn't, any more than the woman behind Valen was Mirax Horn. Valen felt a wave of despair wash over him. Both parents were replaced. Odds were growing that the real Corrin and Mirax were already dead. Yet Valen's voice was soft when he spoke. They may have made you a virtual double for my father, but they can't have given you his expertise with the lightsaber.
You don't want to do what you're thinking about, son.
When I cut you in half, that's all the proof anyone will ever need that you're not the real Corrin Horn.
Valen lunged.